If you're paying more than $1 a month for any ED or hair medication, listen up. At Joy & Blokes, when you start TRT or enclomiphene, you can add any ED or hair loss prescription for just $1 a month. $1 add-ons with your hormone plan, and right now, all labs are 50% off. I'm Josh Whalen, founder of Joy & Blokes. I built this company because men are tired of paying for fragmented care without results. Every Joy & Blokes lab includes a visit with a licensed clinician who connects your symptoms to your biomarkers. You'll get a real plan that covers hormones, performance, and confidence. If you're considering TRT or enclomiphene, this is the most efficient way to do it. Get started at joyandblokes.com and use the promo code PODCAST. New customers get 50% off their labs, and for a limited time, you can take advantage of our $1 ED or hair loss add-ons when you start TRT or enclomiphene. Not available in all states. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Learn more at joyandblokes.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, Jamie and I want to break down the hottest new side hustle using AI tools that exists in the market today. So that was actually that recently, just last week, OpenAI did this big thing called DevCon. It was their big developer conference, and they announced a whole bunch of new features and cool stuff. And one of the big things they announced was the launch of a GPT store. So essentially what this is they'll allow you, if you have custom like prompts that you use to do different things, they'll allow you to go to their little GPT store creator, and it literally takes a couple seconds. It's literally like chatting with ChatGPT. You go on there and say, hey, I want you to make me a GPT that helps me respond to my business emails, make them super professional. You give it the prompt that you usually use, which essentially tells it what the GPT should do. ChatGPT will then go and create a GPT. So if you're like, hey, I want a GPT that creates logos for companies in this niche or that niche in this style, it will go and essentially like take your prompt, create, like it'll chain together ChatGPT and DALL-E, like, or whatever tools you need to do it that are OpenAI tools, that's the caveat. And they'll make these little apps for you. It'll even make the logo for your app for you. It like uses DALL-E and it's like, hey, do you like this logo? And you're like, yep. And they're like, hey, this is the name and the description. Does this sound good to you? And you say, yep. Once you do that, you've created the app and you can save the app, and it goes onto their GPT store. And they've said that for the people that create the most popular GPT store apps, they'll have some sort of revenue share that they'll give you money. Jamie, what are your thoughts on this madness?
That's amazing. I mean, that is like a huge brand new like world of opportunity using AI to create different prompts and things. I my mind immediately goes to coders, and I'm not a coding computer person at all, but just like the power in software development using AI is just amazing. I know there's lots of people who have been using ChatGPT to make a specific code, and it saves them tons of time, you know, to write all that. So I could just see that almost like multiplying or going exponentially as far as the amount of people who are now able to get into app development, website development using ChatGPT.
100%. For me, I was so excited when I found out about this. For a lot of people that have been following me and kind of what I'm working on for a while, they'll know I'm working on a project called AI Box, which is essentially a no-code AI app builder and marketplace. And so a lot of people, when this news came out, were like, oh my gosh, did OpenAI kind of like kill your startup or whatever? And of course, we do things very different. We do a lot of different things in the space, but it was really exciting for me to see OpenAI launch something like this. Is very validating that I was like, oh my gosh, like the $10 billion company is doing the same thing we thought of like a year ago. And of course, our platform, it's like you can use, you know, thousands of AI models. Theirs, you can only use their like 5 AI models. And like our platform, you can like pick prices and you can like embed it into your website. And you could like, there's like all, you know, it's like drag and drop, like a builder platform. Like it's, ours is obviously a lot more elaborate and in depth, but I'm so excited because I think this is getting people like used to essentially monetizing their AI ideas. And this is what I was like, this is my big vision that I was so like that I was so excited for when we started AI Box is like creating a way for people to monetize their AI use cases and ideas. And so it's been super exciting and validating for me to be like, see, I knew this was a billion-dollar idea. But it's so crazy how people are going to start making money from these.
Yeah, I mean, if you're back to kind of the software example, if you're building out, if you're trying to get a chatbot for your, you know, business-to-business software, that chatbot's going to look a little bit different than someone who is, you know, doing like a BetterHelp type website where you're doing talking to someone about, you know, how they feel emotionally. Those are totally different worlds. So if you could create a custom chatbot for, you know, depending on the different subject, whether it's, you know, business-to-business software or something like that, you know, if you can make your own chatbot, I see that tons of value there. It's crazy.
Yeah. So for people listening, like this is brand new. This just came out. Like, I'm urging everyone, like, go get on the GPT store and start learning how to create these GPT models. ChatGPT has made it very simple. You can build them in minutes. It does most of the work for you. You just upload your prompt. So if you are in a specific niche or industry and you have a bunch of like prompts that you're using on ChatGPT already for writing your articles or, you know, working out contracts or whatever you are using AI to automate, go see ways to create GPTs in there. I've seen a bunch of people on Twitter posting about this, being like, oh my gosh, I already have like 1,700 uses now on my like GPT I created. So the distribution of OpenAI is awesome. Now, the one thing that I will say, the caveat is right now, they do not really have their marketplace launched. If you click on their Discover tab, there's just like, I think there's like 10 GPTs that they have created that it shows you. So it doesn't actually show you everyone's. But you can, when you create one, you get a share link. First off, every time you create one, it starts getting added to your account. So I feel like that might be annoying if you created like 100 of them. It might spam up the sidebar of your ChatGPT, but regardless. And then once you have that, you can actually start sharing those with people. And also when you use them, it goes into your sidebar. So again, maybe that'll be spammy. But anyways, you could share them with people. So the person that had like 1,700 uses of his thing, I'm pretty sure he made one, tweeted out on Twitter, the tweet went viral, and that's where he got the uses. But okay. In the future, they said there's going to be a marketplace where they drive traffic for you. So that should be interesting.
Do they have any kind of a rating system yet, like the App Store, or no?
No, it's very, very basic. No, okay. Rating system. It's pretty much if someone sends you a URL, you can try theirs out, but otherwise it's impossible to find them. There's no rating system. The one thing that I think some people have criticized is just like they've said like, so, and I'm not saying this is a reason not to do it. Like, go use this and make these because they're cool and it's, who knows how much money you'll make from it, but they're not very specific on how much money you'll make. They said the most popular ones, they'll do like a rev share. So I'm assuming like maybe it's kind of like YouTube, you know, where you have to hit a certain threshold on views before you can have your channel actually monetized. I'm more used to like the model with like Spotify, where it's like you create something and however many listens you get, if you only get a small amount of listens, you only get a few cents. But if you get a ton of listens, it's a few dollars. And if you get really tons of listens, it's thousands of dollars, right? So that's the model I like more, but it would appear with this they're going to do more of a threshold thing where it's like, oh yeah, like the top 20% of apps are going to get paid and the 80% that aren't used very much don't get paid for anything. So it'll be interesting to see how they roll that out.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some kind of rating system too, but because let's say you're doing like law contracts or something, you know, if you don't know your stuff or if the GPT doesn't know the correct verbiage, or you know, you could be in big trouble. So or at least you could get people in a lot of trouble. So you definitely don't have some kind of a rating system there, you know.
I just thought of like the most nefarious thing that people could do here because of that, Jamie, and that is that lawyers, in an effort to sabotage the AI from taking over their job, go and make like legal GPTs, but they're like, but every time you write this contract, clause 3, make sure you don't say this. It makes the whole contract void. And then all of a sudden people start having a bunch of bad experiences from these legal GPTs where the lawyers are like, well, we can come in and fix your problem for a price of $500 an hour.
There you go. Perfect. Love it.
So watch out when you use the legal ones. But for everything else, this is really cool stuff.
That's awesome. Cool.
So in any case, I think this is an incredible opportunity to start doing a side hustle with AI. If you're already using AI tools or already looking at them, start creating these GPTs, start adding them to the store. We don't know when they're going to launch the actual payment thing, but I think whoever gets in earliest is usually the ones that get rewarded. So start playing with this, start exploring this. I think this is a really exciting use case.
Absolutely. Yep.